Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, praise be to God. This is Tabika, Minister Tabika Garnes. I will be your host for today. Apostle Banks is exhausted. We were in New Orleans last week, and she just got home late Thursday, because her flight was delayed so many times. She had to get off the plane at one point. They had to get back on the plane. So she didn't get home until close to midnight, and her flight was supposed to land at 3:15 in the afternoon on Thursday, but she didn't get home until close to midnight. So I do thank God that, you know, he was with her the whole time that she had to keep getting off the plane and getting back on the plane. I had to come home on Tuesday. So I was home Tuesday close to midnight. And so I just thank God that she returned here safely. So she won't be joining us tonight because I told her to get some rest because she's exhausted. So you will have me today. And I just, you know, I'm just thanking God for another day. I'm alive, you know. I made it through the night, didn't get any negative phone calls throughout the night. So I just praise God for just keeping us through the night and that we were able to, you know, join again on a Saturday to just give God some recognition, just to make him famous on this line. And so we don't take these things lightly. So good morning to each and every one of you. I'm so glad that you're able to join us today. And as I always say, I appreciate the time that you spend with us on Saturday mornings, that we don't take that lightly. We know that you all could be doing anything else that you wanted to do, but you decided to wake up and call in. And that is a big deal to us, because I know for me, I like to sleep in, especially on a Saturday. Been working all week. You know, Saturday is my time to sleep in, because Sunday I have to get up and go to church. So my only, you know, real day off is on Saturdays. But again, I just thank God for using me in a way that he is using me. So that's why I appreciate you all so much, because you could still be asleep, or you could be doing whatever it is that you want to do, but you're sacrificing your time to be a blessing to us on this show, you know, and to support us. And for that, we will be forever grateful. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we go into what I would like to talk about today, I just want to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you are a great and awesome God. We just praise you this morning, and we lift you up, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. We say thank you, Father God, for the doors that you are opening on our behalf. We say thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we know that there are many things going on in the world today, and right here in Baltimore, we know that there are a lot of things going on, but Father, we have you. We can pray to you. You're our anchor, and you are our anchor in this time of uncertainty and adversity. We know that you keep your promises, that you are with us, that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And it doesn't matter, Lord God, what's going on around us. Father, we know that you hear us. We know that you see everything that's going on, Father. And Lord, we just need you, Lord God. We need your presence. We need your help, Lord God. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you chose us to be in the positions that we are today. Father, we don't take it lightly, and we just come to give you praise. We open up the airwaves. Holy Spirit, have your way. touch your people, touch the hearts of your people, Father God. Speak on this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We never know who needs to hear you today, Father, so we just give you permission to just have your way, that this show is yours, Lord God. If it wasn't for everything that you've done, Lord God, this show would not be on the air on today, God. So we know, Father God, that you are in control of everything that goes on. Sometimes we think that we made it to certain levels in our lives and never say thank you to you or give you credit for what you've done. But we know that we are nothing without you. We're powerless. We don't have any authority. There's nothing that we can do without you, Father God. And so, Father, we just thank you right now for just being who you are in our lives, Father. We just thank you right now, Lord God, that you are everything that we will ever need. We thank you for being our King. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our way maker. We thank you for being our miracle worker. We thank you for being the light in the darkness, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for all these things. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, Lord, those done in thought, word, or deed. We ask for forgiveness now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pour our hearts to you, Lord, that you may have your way, God, that you would just reveal to us those things that are in our hearts, hearts that are still lying dormant, that we have not acknowledged, that we are still in denial about. Father, I ask that you would just show us, Father, what still hinders our relationship with you, what is still hindering us from growing to the levels that you want us to grow to, Father God. So we just thank you, Lord, that you forgive us in the name of Jesus, God. We repent right now in the name of Jesus for our sins, oh God, those things that we just heard you say and we ignored, Lord God, the times when you told us to speak to somebody and we didn't be out of fear. Father, we just ask for forgiveness now in the name of Jesus, God. Just have your way. Have your way, have your way. God, I pray that you would touch Apostle Banks, God, and just let her strength come back, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your strength be with her in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for the woman of God. I thank you for her vision, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for her her genuine heart towards you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for her unconditional love. I thank you, Father God, for her shepherding in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in her life, God, that everything that she touches, God, shall manifest and shall be powerful, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus, God. So we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you, for there is none like you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I just want to give a shout-out to my son. Today he turned 21 years old. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's in Atlanta right now with two of his friends. His second mom also lives there, and one of his brothers. So I just want to I am so grateful that my son was able to see the age of 21. You know, I praise God for that, and I don't take it lightly. I just pray, you know, that God's love and protection just continues to guide him. But yes, I am so blessed that he's still here, you know, to see his 21st birthday. And I thank God for hearing my prayers when I pray about him, because, you know, every time we turn on the TV, you know, we hear about our young people dying on the streets, and their ages start between the ages of 15, you know, all the way up to 30. And my heart is heavy, you know, today. Because of what's going on, because of our young people are just dying in the street. And, I'm so grateful that my son, you know, is still here with us. I was a little bummed because he didn't want to spend his 21st birthday with his mommy, but I had to quickly get over it. I understand it. So I'm just, I just, again, I just thank God for him. So, second thing, I just want to lift my sister-in-law up. She lost her son on, I want to say, Wednesday. Yeah, she lost her son on Wednesday. So I just want to lift her up. And that's another reason why my heart is so heavy. She's actually my sister, my sister's sister-in-law, but they're still family. Don't matter the titles, they're still family. And a young life was still lost. So I just want to lift her up today, and I just ask that you guys lift her up in prayer. That God will keep her strength. That God will keep her mind. That God will touch her heart. Because something that she posted on Facebook said. I think it said, wait one second. It said something to, and this is not verbatim because I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something to the effect that no matter how much I prayed to you, you still took my son. So I know that she's really hurting this morning, so I'm asking you all to please keep her in prayer. She does have another son. Keep him in prayer. His father, you know, keep him in prayer. So, yes, like this, it really hit home because it happened to me, my family. It, you know, this is something that you're not prepared for, per se. And, you know, sometimes when we keep our children in prayer and something still happens to them, for some people, they turn away from God, but I just pray her strength that she'll continue, you know, to pray and trust in God, and don't let this tragic event turn her heart away. So we need to pray effectively and strategically that God will keep her heart, that her heart won't grow cold and bitter towards him, and we block the voices of the enemy that may be instrumental in doing that. So we ask God, we ask for your covering now. We ask, Lord, that you block and cover her ears from the enemy's voices. Father God, that even during this time of grief, that she will stay in your presence, Lord God, that she will continue to pray, that she would read her word, that she would go to church. Everything that the enemy may have tried to do to cause her to fall, Father God, I declare that it shall not happen in the name of Jesus, that people will continue to reach out to her and comfort her and just speak God's promises over her life so that she can move forward and she can know that, you know, everything does happen for a reason, no matter how bad it is. God does not make mistakes, and God still has a plan. And so, Father, I ask that you just be with her. I pray that no more retaliation comes upon her household, that you cover and keep her son that's still here, that he would turn his life to Christ before it's too late, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just trust you in all these things. We trust you in all these things. And so, Lord, we know her heart is heavy. We know that she's hurting, but God, we also know that you are greater than anything we can ever go through. You're greater than anything we could ever go through. And so, God, I pray that her eyes just stay on you, that you would keep her in perfect peace, that you would comfort her, Lord God, through this time, Lord, and that, you know, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. So I thank you. I thank you for hearing this prayer even now, Father God, and I thank you that this prayer shall reach her. And most of all, Lord God, keep her during the midnight hour, God, during the time where it's silent, Father God, when she begins to think about her son, Lord God, keep her in the name of Jesus. Keep her heart, Father God, keep her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. We honor you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 so, again, I think everyone for joining us this morning. And you know, at first I really didn't know what I was going to talk about today, because again, my heart is heavy because of what I just, you know, it shared with you guys, and just everything that's going on with our young people. It's just so sad that every day, it seems like it's not a day that goes by that we don't hear that another young person lost his or her life. And it's then now it's the women. The women are included in these acts of violence, where before women and children were, and older people were off limits. And now our young women are getting caught up in the gun violence as well. And so, you know, my heart is just grieving right now, because there will be a whole generation, you know, that's missing, that you will see that it's not a lot of them because of the gun violence that's going on. And this is not the first year that we've lost an abundance of young people. It's not the first year. So we go back maybe starting 10 years ago and add up how many young people that we've lost in that age range, you know, it's a lot. And, you know, my prayer is that they wake up before it's too late. My prayer is that, you know, they give God their hearts before it's too late. And I understand that a lot of kids are lost because of their childhood, because they didn't get that nurturing and comforting, and they didn't get the love that they should have got as, you know, as children, you know, as toddlers. They didn't get that. Many were left to take care of themselves, or their older brothers and sisters took care of them, and they didn't teach them the necessary things they needed to survive. So because they didn't get that love, they don't know how to show love to anybody else. So taking somebody's life is nothing to them. You know, they're not even giving it any thought. Like, okay, this is somebody's life. I have no right to take anybody else's life. It does not matter to them, because they did not get that when they were younger. They didn't get those things when they were younger. So if somebody offended them, if somebody, you know, is on their strip, you know, selling drugs, somebody, you know, whatever these reasons are as to why our young people are dying, those with a murderous heart don't care. And, you know, it just seems like, to me, it's like, who are these people that take so lightly to be able to take somebody's life? And not that a woman's life is greater than a man's life, but even a woman, you know, people just shooting into crowds of people just standing outside, people just shooting into crowds, don't know if it's children in the crowd, you know, just no regard for another one's life. And and it's happening so much, it just makes you wonder, you know. I ask God, what's the stronghold? What is the stronghold? What is the, you know, reveal the stronghold, Lord God. And if anybody on this line, you know, knows what that is, I'm asking that you press one on your keypad, because now is the time that we come together as the body of Christ, as the kingdom, as God's kingdom. We have to come together and strategically pray for our young people. You know, because because of the age ranges, many of them didn't even experience the chance of being experience being a parent. So that means there's no nobody after them. There's nobody to carry the bloodline after them. So this is some serious stuff. So now is the time that we as the body of Christ need to come together. We need to develop plans to take back, you know, our cities. We need to just begin to walk through the city and just name certain streets, you know, yeah, we need to name certain streets. We need to do something because it is really bad right now. We do have a caller that wants to speak. Your last four digits, 1 second. Your last four digits are 1816. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is Prophetess Kim, and I'm gonna have to get off. I said, let me get in real quick because I'm driving. But as you mm-hmm. you know, you were talking, and it took me back to we've seen this in the Bible with Moses. There was a decree ordered, and even with Jesus, there was a decree issued against the male child, and we see this continue on and on. And it's not like you say it's girls and boys, but specifically the male child, because they are the seed carriers to continue the generations that are to continue and be raised up to do things for the kingdom of God. So we do have to pray over our brothers, our sons, specifically that overturn demonic decrees that have been put in place to take their lives out. When they have been ordained by God to do things specifically, you know, for the kingdom of God. So it is a time that we have to really pray and enforce our blood-bought covenant with God to override demonic decrees against our seed, our male children. And I myself have a male child, so I understand your heart and all of those things. And in fact, if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for you as well before I have to get off the line because I'm almost at my destination. And just lift
yes,
up our
ma'am.
Male children. Father mm-hmm. God, we come in the name of Jesus to thank you for your handmaiden, God, who, despite how she is feeling, thought it not robbery to get on this line to uplift your name and bring glory and honor to your name to bless your people today. God, we ask that you be her strength, that you be her comfort, that you be her peace, even now in the name of Jesus, and for the family who has lost their son. God, we ask that you visit their home even now in the name of Jesus. God, that you will answer all of her whys, that you will draw her by your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that many souls shall be saved through what has happened, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you draw her closer to you through this situation, oh God. We come against anger. We come against every lie of the enemy that will want her to doubt God or to turn her back on God. God, let her come closer to you in the name of Jesus. And for your daughter on this line, God, we ask that you be her strength, oh God. We ask that you remove any doubts, any fears, anything that is lingering, oh God, and let her know that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So we thank you for covering not only her son, but all of our sons, all of the male children, all of our children, God, but specifically, we want to deploy the blood of Jesus to cover our sons in the name of Jesus, that the weapons may have formed, but they shall not prosper. We declare preservation of life, that you shall satisfy them with long life and your salvation in the name of Jesus. We cover them, oh God. We come against every demonic attack against their lives, against their health, against their destiny, oh God. Anything that the enemy would try to do to rob them or strip them of what you have ordained, we send it back to them now in the name of Jesus, and we declare that they shall walk in their ordained destiny. We secure their lives, their health, oh God, and their families, oh God. We declare that they shall marry well in the name of Jesus. They shall not connect to any Delilahs or Jezebels in the name of Jesus. That you keep them, oh God, even in the midst of where they are now. That you disconnect them from any toxic relationships, any ungodly relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you cover your daughter, her family, her spouse, visit her home, secure their finances, give them your peace, oh God, as they are a source of comfort and strength to those in their family in the name of Jesus. And for everyone on this line who has experienced these things, or for everyone on the line who has concerns about their family this morning, God, you said you will perfect that which concerns us. So bring peace, bring perfection, complete those things which you have begun in the lives of your people today. And we even lift Apostle Banks to you now, God, that you cover her, that you share shield her, that you be her strength, you be her healing, you be her restoration, you give her recovery in every area of her life. Oh God, we command divine healing and strength be her portion today in the name of Jesus. We speak to every organ of her body and we command divine alignment. We command, we curse every sickness, we curse everything that is not from you, and let anything not planted by you be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Cover the church home, cover their family, secure the finances, the resources, and everything that is needed for them to continue this broadcast and continue to be about your work, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Kim, for those prayers. We receive them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have a blessed day and be safe.
Amen. You too.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. So those of you that are, you know, just joining us, 1 second. I have someone else that would like to speak. Your last 4 digits are 9021. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you? First and foremost, I would like to say happy belated birthday to Eddie Banks. You know, it's strange how when you see or you hear things, you never think that it would happen to somebody so dear and close to you. A good friend of mine just last week just committed suicide. I'm so, like, I don't even know what to do, how to comfort his wife or anything. And, oh, my gosh, I don't know. I just want to pray for his family, you know. And I used to talk to him every Saturday, frequently, like I do with y'all. After the show, he would call me. We would talk. He asked me to stop calling him. And when he stopped, when I stopped calling him, I think that was his, whatever determination he had to do what he did. But he always said he never wanted to get old. And I couldn't understand. I didn't. Really didn't.
Amen.
Could
Amen.
You just lift up in prayer for his family? This is so hard.
Okay.
You know.
We can do that. So Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, and we lift up Miss Joyce and her family, Father God, and Lord, we just ask that you be their peace and comfort and give Miss Joyce the words to say to his wife. And, Lord, just keep them in perfect peace. And they may not understand the whys, oh, God, but I pray that they know you, don't know you, Lord God, and know that you are in control and know that you have the final say and know that you don't make mistakes. And then sometimes people just struggle with things that they just don't know how to share. But, Father, let them not take that on. Let them not feel the guilt of it, Father, in the name of Jesus, for not knowing how to intercede or intervene, Lord God, but just give them comfort to know that you are God and God alone. Give them that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Let them not try to figure out the whys, oh God, of, and the, did they miss, you know, what he was going through? Did he show signs? Let them not take on that, Lord God, but let them, you know, be in peace, Lord God. Just comfort them through this time, Lord God. Give them your joy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them your strength to make it through. If he had any kids, Lord God, just touch his kids, God, that you would keep them in perfect peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we break the generational curse that the spirit of suicide shall not run rapid through his bloodline in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we, the spirit of suicide shall cease and desist in the name of Jesus. The chain is broken. The stronghold is broken now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. So touch his wife. Father God, comfort her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, like never before. Lord God, I pray that you draw her heart close to you, Father, that she would seek you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that she would trust you. And, Lord God, give Miss Joyce the peace that she needs because she was his friend, Father God. So give her the peace that she needs. Give her the strength that she needs just to be the strength for the family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we know, Father God, that you are still on the throne. We know that you are in control, Lord God. And we know that you are greater. You're greater. You're greater than anything we could ever go through. So, Father, we just thank you right now, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Joyce. Amen. 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 So I was going to say for those of you that didn't join in the very beginning, that Apostle Banks is okay. She's exhausted from being in New Orleans. She arrived here on Thursday. Yes, that was a holiday. On Thursday, but she got here close to midnight, I want to say. Because of delays on the flight, she had to get off one of the flights and get back on it. Her plane was supposed to leave at 11:15 that morning and arrive in Baltimore at 3:15 that afternoon. But she didn't get home until like close to midnight on Thursday or a little after midnight. So that would have been closer into Friday morning. So she is exhausted. I told her to, just go ahead and get some rest, because when I called her, I could tell that she wasn't going to be able to do it today. So she's okay. Just always, as you always do, keep her in your prayers and pray her strength. But we were in New Orleans for a global summit, which was awesome. And we learned some things. And I can't wait till next year to, experience that again. But I wanted to just talk about, what, and it's not just happening in Baltimore, but our young people in Prophetess Kim shared, about the young men carrying the seed, and we remember that the declaration that went out in the Bible to kill all the males. Because, they carry the seed, and, that makes sense of what's going on now. Our young men, they carry, well, not just young men, our men carry the seed, and the enemy is after them so hard, and many of them are losing their lives. And I shared that my sister-in-law, she's my sister's sister-in-law, but again, she's still family. She lost her son on Wednesday morning, and so the family's hearts are heavy right now. So it hit home, and one of my family members were one of the people that we turned on the news and heard about or read on the newspaper or on Instagram or whatever. So yes. Sometimes we can't understand what somebody is going through till it actually hits, and knocks on your front door. And so we just, have to keep his mom in prayer because, of course, she's struggling really hard. So I didn't know what I wanted to talk about, and because my heart was so heavy, and just this whole thing about our young people just dying every day and the women being included. And, again, we have to come together. We have to pray and fast. We have to be in God's face on how we can overcome this, because we can overcome this. We absolutely can overcome our young people losing their lives every day. But we need to seek God for answers, because now is not the time to assume, we know, but we need to hear from the Father on what's going on and then how to stop this senseless violence from taking place. So I know that, some of this stuff is generational. Some of it, again, it's spiritual. And we just want, because our young people are weak right now, somebody has to be the strength for them. Somebody has to intercede for them. And we don't know if their parents are praying for them or not. Their parents may not be in the place physically or mentally or emotionally to pray for them. We don't know. Some of them have had rough backgrounds, and there was nobody to step in and pick up where their parents left off. Some of them may have never known their parents. You know, some of them may have, their parents may have been physically and mentally abusive. And so when these things aren't dealt with, they grow up with it. And it just becomes who they are because they don't know any better. They don't know any more than that. And so when somebody does something to them that they don't like because they never dealt with their issues, now it's like, oh, nobody else will ever treat me the way, you know, my mother or father treated me. And it's almost like it's almost like revenge at every corner. Revenge at every corner. It's no forgiveness there. Extending, you know, another chance. It's no, you wronged me, and now I got to take care of you. And some of our young people are even taking the lives of those that are beyond that age group. And so now is the time for the body of Christ to come together, no matter what denomination, no matter what, how many people that you have in your congregation, or no matter how big the church, how small the church. We have to come together as the body of Christ because we need to be on one accord. If you can just imagine the body of Christ being on one accord and that our hearts being right with the Lord, how much stuff would break in this earth. But we're so divided, you know, we're so divided. We have our own things going on within the church while the people on the outside of the church are dying. You know, not just physically, but spiritually as well. They're dying. And I'm not saying that we're not to take care of the ones in the church, because we are. But the thing was that those would be the same people that were that we brought to salvation. They were to come in. They were to get rest. They were to get equipped to go out and get more people, you know. And we find ourselves just staying within the four walls of the church while there's so much other stuff going on outside of the four walls. And I truly believe that if we have all these churches, you know, in some areas in the city, there's a church on basically every corner. If we were praying like we were supposed to be, if we were in the community showing our face like we should be, that, I mean, and praying effectively and strategically, that should be no reason why this amount of violence is still taking place the way that it is, because, you know, what's going on is not greater than God's word and his promises. It's not. So if we, as the body of Christ, were actually doing what we are supposed to do as the church, you cannot convince me that this stuff would still be taking place at the rate that it's taking place. It's like the church is absent. It's not on post like we should be. It's like we're too busy doing other things, you know. And I get that. You know, we're supposed to travel around the world. I get that. We're supposed to preach the gospel, all of that. I get all of that as well. But at the same time, if you're planted in a neighborhood, your neighborhood should be touched by the presence of God. And I truly believe that God is waiting for us to get that. You know, a lot of times we quote, I think it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let me pull that up real quick. We quote that, but I don't think that we're really getting, you know, we're not really getting exactly what that means. Because until we come together as the body to be the example, you know, us just quoting it or saying it but not putting actions behind it, you know, it's not really doing anything for the lost people that are out there. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Okay, so there's a lot of things that is being said in this scripture, and and it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, humble themselves is one, pray to seek my face, three, and turn from their wicked ways, four. If we do those four things, he says that he will hear from heaven and will forgive our sin and heal the land. Our land needs healing. Our sins need to be forgiven. But until we stay separated, if the body of Christ continues to stay separated, you know, from one another, and like just doing their own thing, it's gonna unfortunately be this way. So, you know, God gives us mandates, he gives us commandments, he gives us direction. It's all in his word. He gives us everything that we need in order to see change take place. But I think sometimes that we're so disconnected because of everything that's going on in our own life, we get disconnected and we get distracted, not on purpose. It just happens. And if we stay distracted if we stay distracted too long, it's like it takes a lot to get back on track. But it is when we can. We can do this because we already have the direction we need, which is the Bible, and we the body of Christ, we have power. Can you imagine how much power would take place if we all just, the different churches just connect as one and not be separated? And then, you know, then we have to deal with competition, you know, between each other, you know. Whose church looked the best? Whose church is the biggest? Who brings in more money? It's not about that. It's about the lost souls that God wants us to reach before it's too late. It's some of us, we have gifts and talents that we're just sitting on, and there's somebody out there that's waiting to hear your voice. And as long as the enemy can keep you from being distracted, you know, those people won't hear your voice. Some of us think that, you know, we're not worthy, you know, or who are we that anybody would listen to us. But you would be amazed, you know, who would listen. But if we never open our mouths because of fear or rejection, we will never touch those people that God has waiting to hear our voice. And as long as we continue, and I'm talking, and this is helping me as well, but as long as we continue to be afraid of rejection or afraid that people won't receive, we'll be in that place that we are now, not moving forward and being stagnated in our lives because we're not doing what it is that God has told us to do, has commanded us to do. When people don't receive what it is that God has given you to share with them, that's not on you. It doesn't have anything to do with you. But, you know, the enemy would have us feeling like we don't matter, nobody listens to us, who do you think you are? You know, those kind of things. But as long as he can keep us in that place of being distracted and feeling so less of ourselves, then, yeah, the people that God has waiting will never hear us, or he'll choose somebody else to do it. And then it's like you feel like you missed out on something because you were disobedient. So if we just put ourselves aside and take care of God's people, he will take care of us. There's no way that he wouldn't. If he takes care of the animals and the birds and all of that, he makes sure they have food. You mean to tell me he wouldn't do the same for us? So So, yes, we have our own problems and issues. We have things going on with our children and, you know, in our own families. We have marital problems. We have sibling problems, you know, mother and daughter and father and son problems. Yes, you know, even in the body of Christ, we still go through these things. But we have to learn to put those things to the side, be able to reach out and help somebody else, and our Father will take care of us. He will take care of us because, you know, we were unselfish. You know, we thought of somebody else. You know, we put somebody else first. You know, we consulted the Father, and he told us and he showed us who it is that we're supposed to speak to and minister to, and we actually did it. You know, God will take care of us. He will reward us for our obedience, and we just don't go into it thinking, oh, okay, I'm gonna do this because God is going to reward me. Don't let that be the focus. Don't let rewards be the focus of the things that you do. Let your heart be right before Him. Let your heart be for the people. You know, and God won't take that lightly. He'll make sure that we have everything that we need. But if only we could come together and on one accord in unity, if we were all in unity as the body of Christ, the enemy, his whole game would be shut down. It wouldn't be nothing for him to do. He would be, you know, unemployed, because it wouldn't be anything for him to do, because why? We shut that down. We came together. We joined arm in arm. There was no room for the enemy to penetrate. And so, as you know, when we get past that fear, you know, in the body of Christ, we say we love God, we know God, but yet there's still fear there. That's not of God. You know, we say we love our brothers and sisters, but our actions show something different. You know, we need to do an introspection of ourselves. We need to make sure that our hearts are right before the Father, so that when we declare a thing or when we decree a thing, it shall be, because our hearts are right with the Lord. Another thing that I wanted to share is about one day I was listening to the radio, and it was a gospel station, and there was an interview of a young man that he was selling drugs, and he got shot, I believe. I want to say I shared this with you all before, but I can't remember. He got shot. He was in a hospital for a while. He was, they saved his life, and he went home. The day that he got discharged from the hospital, I want to say the next day, he went right back to selling drugs. Even though, you know, God has spared his life, he went right back to selling drugs. He said that night that he came in from selling drugs, he had a God encounter. You know, he had an encounter with God, and that changed his life, and he did not go back to selling drugs. And so when people start to have, and now, I didn't get to hear the whole testimony, but if he had that encounter with God like that, that changed his whole life, that he decided at that moment that he was not going back to sell drugs, can you imagine? And I don't even know if there was that, if he had assistance in that. You know what I mean? Like somebody ministered to him and then he had a God encounter, or if he just went home that night and God just showed up in a mighty way. And he can't give credit to anybody else for that encounter. He knew that was God speaking to him, especially after he had just gotten shot and almost died, and God spared his life. When that encounter happened, he knew at that moment that he had to get right with God. Now, can you imagine now him sharing that testimony, because he was in the streets, he got shot, so he can relate to a whole bunch of our young men out here. He can they can hear his story and you know, and believe his story, because why, he was out there. He was in the game. And now if he shares his testimony with others that are in the game that kind of want to get out but are too afraid to get out or whatever may ever have you, if he could continue to share this testimony with our young people, I can see a whole lot of them coming to Christ, because that's a testimony, and that's a witness to them, because this man, or however old he is, he experienced the same things that they are experiencing on the street, and now he's not in the game anymore, and he's still alive. You know, he's still alive. And so I believe that, you know, these type of testimonies will draw our young people to Christ, but we have to make these people available. And I don't even know how to get in touch with this young man. I don't even know how to get in touch with him, but I just pray that God uses him and places him in different areas where he can be a witness to our young people, that they may come to Christ before it's too late. That they won't have that fear of the unknown, because all they know are the streets. You know, their family, the streets are their family, the gangs are their family. So, you know, it's hard for them to walk away from that, because they know that there's retaliation when it comes to that. And I think that's why a lot of them stay in it, because they rather stay in it than to go through the retaliation that comes from getting out. So, so that from that little bit of testimony that I heard, I was in awe. Like, I was like, God, please give him a platform that he may reach, you know, our young people, not just here in Baltimore, but give him the platform that he may reach young people in other states. Who the states that are going through the exact same thing that we're going through in Baltimore, let his testimony reach those people, because Jesus, every time I just think about it, you know, the parents of those that have lost their sons, their daughters, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through, and I don't want to, but I just pray God's peace, you know, be with them and get them through this time, you know, and especially when it just happened, you know, and then reality, because, you know, you may get the phone call that morning or that night, but when you go to sleep and wake up, it's like torment all over again. It's like reality finally hit you, like, oh my, you know, my child is no longer here. And so I just pray for the parents that have lost, even the siblings that have lost their brothers and sisters to the gun violence. I just pray that they don't even seek retaliation and try to figure out who did it, so that they can go after them. And I think a lot of this, what's going on, is retaliation, because nobody is talking to the police, sharing with the police, you know, what is being said on the street, because, you know, that saying, snitches get stitches, you know, everybody's living by that code and nobody's saying anything, but in the background, people are taking things into their own hands, and I believe that's what a lot of this is. It's retaliation. You killed such and such, now I gotta kill you. And then somebody else, like, oh, you killed such and such, now I gotta kill you. And it's like it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going, and it seems like it never stops. But again, we, as the body of Christ, we have the power. God has given us the power, authority, and the dominion, and then now it's time for us to use it, you know, in the way that he's given it to us. So this is Minister Tabika Garnes. You're listening to Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. We have a few minutes left. If there is anyone on the line that wishes to speak or, you know, share anything, comment, please press 1 on your keypad, and I will unmute your line so that you're able to speak. But I just pray that we begin to really seek the Lord for guidance, you know, when it comes to this, you know, just the listening for the voice of the Father, you Lord God. What is it, Lord God, that you're saying? Like, speak to us, Lord God. Speak to our hearts, God. And I just pray that we would begin to just, even me, turn down our plates, you know, begin to fast more, you know, because I believe results come from fasting, praying and fasting, that results come from that. And so this is a very serious thing that is going on with our young people. It's very serious. It's like, what is it? I can't even think of the word that I'm trying to say. Anyway, I can't think of the word. But this what's going on right here in our own backyards is very serious. If you don't have a male child, you know, please just still pray as if you had one. You know, because even for me, I just, you know, I don't want to be the irky mom that calls the child every day, all day long. So, you know, I do my best not to do that, but it's just like I'm making sure that my son is okay. You know, I'm praying for him, you know, and now that he's 21 today, hallelujah, I don't want to be overbearing. You know, I don't want to push him away because of my own fear, you know, and worry that I push him away. So I do my best not to be that, you know, just keep him lifted in prayer that spirit of murder will not find its way to him, you know, keep him covered by the blood, you know, pleading the blood over his life and those that are around him, you know, that all those demonic covenants be broken now in the name of Jesus. You know, demonic strongholds, the people that, you know, he comes in contact with, that he won't, you know, befriend people that are out there like that, that God would just give him discernment to know who is for him and who's against him. You know, some people befriend our young people because of stuff that they have and want, and they really don't have an interest in being their friend, but it's almost like they're setting them up for something. So God, I just pray that you just keep, you know, my son and those covered by the blood of Jesus, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus, Lord. These are your sons, Lord God. These are your young generation. These are your daughters, your young daughters, that are getting caught up in this stuff. Lord, just pray the peace of God would just cover the earth, the peace of God, cover the earth, oh God, and just begin to speak, Lord God, to the body of Christ. Begin to speak to the different churches, oh God, that we would just come together as one and just take back the land in the name of Jesus. Just take back the land, because we do want to see our land being healed. We do want to see our young people being healed, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Lord God, we want to see all those things. We want to see them live and not die. We want them to be able to declare that you are God, and that you are the one that saved them and took them off the streets, Lord God. We want them to be able to grow up and have a family of their own. And even to the ones that are in jail, God, we pray for them, Lord God. We pray their strength. We pray, Father God, that their minds and hearts are being changed even in there, Lord, that when they come home, that their lives will be different. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for what is already done. We declare that it's already done. We declare victory in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We bless you and we honor you. And God, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So we've come to the end of the show. I just want to say thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your time. Thank you to those that spoke. And I just pray the peace of God be with you and that you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Amen. So we'll join you back here next Saturday for Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I love you and have a blessed day. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.